the hidden equilibrium that is constantly maintained. When we examine the structure of the solar system, we encounter the most delicate balances and arrangements in every single detail. For example, the factor preventing the planets from spinning off into the freezing cold of outer space is the balance between the gravitational attraction of the Sun and the planet's own centrifugal force. Due to its huge gravitational attraction, the Sun draws all the planets towards it. They escape this attraction thanks to the centrifugal force imparted by their orbits. Were the planets to orbit the Sun just a little slower, then they would quickly be pulled into it and swallowed up in a huge fireball. The exact opposite could also be possible. If the planets orbited the Sun any faster, its gravitational attraction would be insufficient to maintain its pull on them, and the planets would spin off into outer space. Yet this highly delicate equilibrium functions in a flawless manner every single second. It is also noteworthy that the order in question has been established independently for each and every planet. This is because the planets are all at very different distances from the Sun. Their masses are also very different. That means that they all revolve at different speeds. Yet none of these details lead to any impairment of the immaculate order in question. Isaac Newton, who made very important discoveries about the structure of the solar system and is widely regarded as the greatest scientist who ever lived, wrote, "This most elegant system of suns, planets, and comets could arise from the purpose and sovereignty of an intelligent and mighty being. He rules them all, not as a soul, but as a sovereign lord of all things, and because of his sovereignty, he is commonly called Lord God Almighty." The location of the Earth within the solar system also reveals a flawless creation. Every planet and every system has its own complementary function. The latest astronomical data, for instance, have shown that the existence of other planets in the system is of great importance to the Earth's security in orbit. The position of the planet Jupiter is one example. Jupiter is the largest planet in the solar system, and its presence ensures the Earth's own equilibrium. Astrophysical calculations have revealed that the orbit of the planet Jupiter keeps the orbits of the other planets, as well as the Earth, stable. A second way in which Jupiter protects the Earth is described by the planetologist George Wetterill in an article titled, "How Special is Jupiter?" Without a large planet positioned precisely where Jupiter is, the Earth would have been struck 1,000 times more frequently in the past by comets and meteors and other interplanetary debris. If it were not for Jupiter, we wouldn't be around to study the origin of the solar system. The Earth has an atmosphere with a specific temperature through which complex life forms, human beings in particular, can breathe and survive in. The range of temperature in which we can live is a very narrow one within the entire temperature spectrum of the universe as a whole. And that narrow range is exactly the one present on the Earth. A great many factors are involved in the establishment of this ideal temperature. One of them is the distance between the Earth and the Sun. If the Earth were as close to the Sun as Venus, or as far away as Jupiter, then the temperature on it would not be capable of sustaining life. The maintenance of this temperature range is closely related to the thermal energy emitted by the Sun, as well as to the distance between it and the Earth. It has been calculated that a 10% reduction in the energy reaching the Earth from the Sun would result in the Earth being covered in a layer of ice many meters thick. A slight rise in the level of energy would mean all living things burning to death. Yet neither of these things actually happens. The Earth's temperature remains stable in such a way as to support life. The high speed at which the Earth revolves around its own axis helps this heat to be evenly distributed. The Earth revolves around its own axis once every 24 hours, thanks to which its days and nights are very short. This means that the temperature difference between day and night is very small. The importance of this can be seen when compared with the planet Mercury. A day which lasts more than a year, for which reason the temperature difference between day and night is 1,000 degrees Celsius. What you are now watching on the screen has been extracted from a film that has been the subject of great interest in cinemas all over the world, and one that has provoked a huge response. The Day After Tomorrow. This film portrays the impairment of the magnificent balances in nature to the accompaniment of striking images showing the impact of this on human life. The Day After Tomorrow is based on true facts, a depiction of global disaster, and the subject of intense debate. The film deals with what happens when predictions made by a climatologist who researches global warming suddenly comes true. Rather than being a mere movie, it reveals the terrible consequences that would result from even the slightest damage to the sensitive balances in the universe. In this film, the ice caps that melt due to global warming change the warm water currents and cause the air to become unbelievably cold. Snow falls non-stop for 24 hours. Human beings freeze to death, huge lumps of ice fall from the sky, and tornadoes wreak devastation on all sides. The Earth turns into a planet on which it is impossible to survive. These images are an excellent depiction of the kind of disaster, just as described in the film, awaiting mankind and all living things in the event that the equilibrium protecting all the delicate balances on Earth is impaired. Allah has created the world we live in and the entire universe in such a way as to support life. This is one of His blessings and mercies on His servants. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Do you not see that Allah has made everything on the earth subservient to you and the ships running upon the sea by His command? He holds back the heaven, preventing it from falling to the earth, except by His permission. Allah is all compassionate to mankind, most merciful. What we have seen so far is just one part of the balances essential for life on Earth. As we continue with our examination, we shall encounter a much longer and almost endless list. A list of balances essential for life. The effect of the attraction between the moon and the earth. If this attraction were any greater, the strong attraction of the moon would have a powerful impact on atmospheric conditions, the speed at which the earth revolves around its own axis, and the currents in the ocean. If it were slightly less, it would give rise to violent climatic changes. The Earth's magnetic field. If this were any stronger, violent electromagnetic storms would blow up. If it were any weaker, the Earth would have no defense against the harmful particles emitted by the Sun, and known as solar winds. Life would be impossible in either event. The size of the Earth. If the Earth were any smaller, gravity would be considerably weakened and would be unable to maintain the atmosphere around it. Were it any larger, gravity would be very much stronger and the atmosphere would become deadly since it would trap various poisonous gases. The thickness of the ozone layer. Were this any greater, the temperature on Earth would fall enormously. Were it any less, the Earth would overheat and have no defense against the harmful ultraviolet radiation from the Sun. Seismic activity. If this were any greater, living things would be exposed to constant destruction. Were it any less, nutrients on the ocean floor would fail to mix with the water, and this would have a damaging effect on marine and thus all life on Earth. The list goes on. Millions or billions of measures and balances like those shown in the above list all operate at every moment for the benefit of human beings by way of Allah's creative artistry. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Allah is He who creates the heavens and the earth and brings forth many products as a mercy by causing rain to fall from the sky. And by His command He makes the sea suitable for boats to sail upon it. And he places the rivers at your disposal. He places the sun and moon at your service and their motions, and places the day and night at your disposal.